Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Lummy's back there supervising Rhett doing
Tucker
Carlson. Rhett, I got you on that that fixed mic. See how that sounds.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Not paying attention. Fucking beating my dick.
He says the mic's not on.
I got it on.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you fucker.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The mic was on. It wasn't on your end.
No, it was my bad. I'm a dumbass.
All right.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So just when I talk to you, use that, okay?
You got it.
All right. See you later. Remind me, Lummy, I got to order. Text me, Lummy. Order two wireless mouses, if you could.
All right.
My friend.
Sent.
Are we back?
Gither.
I wish we could configure up some. There you go. I hate that chair just sitting there looking
Sorry,
stupid.
I had to,
that's okay.
I had to run over there. And
that's no problem. We got a lot of stuff. We're working on a big backdrop for you, Anna. On the back of the stage, like this big TV. Like, I don't know. We're working on some shit.
It's going to look like Bubba's Sports Bar in there.
Yeah, that might offend Anna. She might be too much light for her.
Mm.
Anna, you kind of seem like, I haven't been able to really get pinpointed, but it seems like you're like in a funk. Is it your period?
Yeah,
yes. Is this a tougher than normal period?
It's pretty average. Yesterday kind of sucked.
Was it the hangover in conjunction with?
It was, yeah. It was kind of like each one of those things throws you off a little bit, but then in combination, it was like, whoa. But
you were better today, though.
Thank you. Yeah. You got to just kind of roll with the punches.
Maybe you shouldn't roll so hard on Sundays, knowing that Mondays are school nights.
You know, I actually scaled it back a lot since the last brunch, so
it didn't show.
It was the combination of many things, but I only had 3 or 4 drinks the whole day on Sunday.
3 or 4?
Wow.
That's fucking tank me.
Yeah, well.
What kind?
I had 2 vodka sodies, and then I think I had 2 high noons over the
what's a high noon?
5 or 6 hours. It's like a White Claw. Pineapple's the best. Tried peach, didn't love it.
Isn't that have like they say vodka in it or something?
Yeah. I think all the seltzers do. I looked it up recently, actually. And they have a new tequila seltzer. I know. That's something that you fancy.
That one's not that good.
Oh, okay.
That's my opinion.
Okay.
I don't like
tequila. I'd like to try it, but anyways. Sorry. Boop.
No problem.
Yeah.
Lummy,
I brought my Manscaped adjustable willies.
Awesome.
Are you a 7.5?
Yeah,
do you know what your settings are?
Yeah,
1.
Thank you,
Anna. Oh, that'd be great. He would be so fat.
I would be fat Rosie O'Donnell again.
Yeah, with the 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, yeah, it would be if I put him on a 1. What are your settings?
7.5.
7.5,
yes.
And then I think a 7 for the beard. That's what I am. I'm a 7.5 beard with a 7 mustache.
Yes.
And I think that's what you are.
Correct.
And so today we were going to use a little bit of this time to give you a beard trim.
Yes.
And I brought my 1980 She's a Maniac snake skin.
And you've been very, very quick with it these days too.
Well, it's quick when there's not as much wiry volume. When you let it go, you got to shape it in, and it's all like right now your beard doesn't even really look that bad. It's going to look better.
Oh, 100%.
But because you're keeping up with it. But I mean, sometimes when you get it, like it gets all bushy and shit, It looks like, you know.
Got to keep it trimmed down more frequently in the summertime, too.
Oh, yeah, with the hot, yeah.
Yeah, with the humidity.
You just got to keep it. How long's it been, Lummy? Did you write down the last time my beard trimmed you or no?
It's in my computer 1 second.
You really do know?
Yes, I try to keep the notes for
you. Are
you
just looking at the last time? Are you looking at YouTube and seeing the last time? Are you on YouTube?
No,
and
I'm
you're
on my calendar.
Bubba Sassoon?
I'm on my calendar. I've been trying to do a lot better with the calendar.
The fans may know the last time that I gave you a beard trim.
I currently have it at March 15th.
So it looks like it's about six
about 6 weeks.
5 to 6 weeks.
Yes.
Is where you need to be to keep your shit tight.
Which is, I think, pretty good.
Otto, when's the last time you rolled? Are you any rolling?
You know, I did 5 days in a row 2 weeks ago, and then last week it was just 2 days. This week it's probably going to be 2 days.
I'm going to try. I can't tell you the last time that I hit the gym 5 days in a week. I mean, but I did hit the gym Sunday, and I hit it on Monday, and I hit it on today, and so I got Sunday going for me.
Nice.
So I'm going to try to go tomorrow, Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. I'm going to try to do 6.
Nice. That's excellent.
6. Today.
What does your split look like? You just do like upper body, lower body, upper body, lower body?
No. Today I did heavy back, light shoulders.
Okay.
Yesterday I did heavy chest, light arms. And then Monday I did heavy legs and I don't know. I usually try to do legs by themselves just because they're so.
Usually I think it's a better idea to kind of like shift between upper, lower, and
Brian
lower.
From Philly.
20 on the super chat.
Chuddle.
Cuddle.
What have you heard you're supposed to do?
Depending on how hard you train, it takes the body anywhere between like 40 and 72 hours to kind of heal up. Especially that's if you're, you know,
but like, see, yesterday
regularly.
I did all chest and just a little bit of arms, which has nothing really to do with my back or shoulders. Chest had a little bit of shoulders in it,
right,
but not much.
A lot of those are compound movements is what I'm saying.
Right.
So you're going to use a little bit of arms to do the chest and, you know, et cetera, so.
Right. And like when I bench close grip, not so a little bit, you got a little bit of tries in
right.
there too.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So, Lummy, one of these days, I wish you'd work out with me. You won't though.
No, I'm broken. I'm old. Past my prime.
Yeah, so, you're so much older than Bubba.
You're going to have to do kind of play-by-play. I'm
yeah,
kind of
I'll play it up.
On your hosting ability, if you could.
Yeah, no problem. I got you.
Shit. See, Lummy.
Oh.
Mouse?
That's why I want a fucking wireless goddamn.
Where'd you go, Lummy?
Fucking
yeah,
goddamn it.
I should have texted you quicker about the wireless mouse.
This fucking mouse that fucking macho guy put in.
Come on, macho guy.
Yeah, the fucking macho guy.
Fucking macho guy.
Fucking macho guy.
Fucking
wire. With your snakeskin cape.
Goes from here to Indiana. Is the middle mic on? Yeah, it is.
Don't like you walking around with that behind me. Just
why you think
it's uncomfortable?
First of all, Anna, you should know that I'm never gonna fuck with you. When do I ever ever fuck with you?
Never.
Never. So if I walk behind you with clippers. You
sometimes
be,
you put me in a wrist lock, though.
You should be
sometimes
the,
you put me
the
in a wrist
swaggiest
lock.
Bitch
hurts
ever
so bad.
To know that I'm not going to fuck with you.
It hurts me so bad.
What's she saying?
When you put me in a wrist lock, it hurts me so bad.
She knows I'm yelling, so then she throws these little fucking these little mouse jabs in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mouse jabs.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
Should we switch out Dan's mic so you don't get your nasty hair all over it? Nah.
Well, I'm trying to get you in trouble with Dan. You know that, don't you?
I feel like we should.
Bubba, have you noticed I brought my own chair?
I don't know.
Here,
should we turn the mic off before we?
Whatever.
I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know anything about the engineer. Okay. Well.
I mean, I guess if you're getting technical. Okay. On the homes.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Boom.
So
sorry.
It's my fucking mic anyway. Well, actually,
isn't
really
it Dan's?
Is not my mic.
Yeah. The gold
like, that
encrusted.
Really is not my mic. Like, if he would get fired, he could take that mic with him.
Yeah.
Technically.
Fired from his volunteer position.
When you get fired, you get your fucking microphone as a parting gift.
Lummy.
Oh, no, I didn't think that was my mic.
Oh, God.
Everything's your mic.
Maybe we should get a wireless, too. It's hot as fuck in here. I got to make some adjustments.
It's hot as fuck in here.
Hi. You said you never fuck with me.
My
fat
neck just broke off the thing.
He just popped it with his gob. It's a gob stopper.
Fat neck.
Gob popper. Good one, Rhett. A plus.
Gob popper. What was I going to get? A wireless.
Oh, that's maybe not your angle. Okay.
It's hot as fucking here.
I did the AC.
Oh, Jesus.
And here's a wireless. Oh, did I turn the wireless?
No. Here we go. Booba, do you want me to run the board?
No.
Nah, I think we're chill.
No, check 1, 2, 2, 2.
Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, because if you run board, you can't. One,
you're right. I can't see what's going on.
Out.
No.
And two, I can get a better.
Unless I say,
I can get a better. I can get a better perspective, play by play with you down here than being up there.
That's
Grouper
true.
Grouper Lips loves your shirt. Grouper
Thank
Lips
you.
Loves your shirt.
Appreciate you.
Hall of Fame Grouper Lips.
The
loves
Skull
your shirt.
Crushers.
He said it's the best shirt you've ever had.
Okay. Oh, you know what you did? Sorry. You know what you did too?
What?
You know what you did, Lummy? You mouthwashed, didn't you?
Of course.
Mouthwashed, didn't you?
Sure did.
It's just courtesy, common courtesy.
He did, because usually he's got the fucking dragon.
Halitosis.
Listen,
Jones.
That's how I always do it for you.
It's Warren Halitosis Lummix.
I do it for you.
God bless. Oh, yeah. Get in there. Boo-bang.
Just so you know.
7?
7-5. I want to get confirmation.
7-5. Mm-hmm. Not to worry.
Thank you, Bubba.
I can't see shit.
Just want to get a verification.
I'm in astigmatism. It's getting worse with age.
Bubba's cutting it on a 4. Would be her. Okay.
Even if it said 1, I would just give it the green light because.
Oh, by the way,
I don't want you to get mad at me.
Rhett, today or tomorrow, I'm gonna go do a restaurant review.
Okay.
Does
Which one?
Do you have any suggestions?
Arby's has the new King's Hawaiian chicken sandwich.
They do?
Why do you try something ethnic?
Yeah.
Do you have a Jollibee here?
Hawaiian.
The Hawaiian bun.
I am not
Hawaiian. The Hawaiian bun.
Oh, the King's Hawaiian bun.
Are you interested in Ethiopian food?
I'm getting that.
Mm. You like slaw? I love slaw.
I got a fart. What if I farted right in your face? Hey, Rhett, could you go get the Super Fat Bubba Light Sweeper?
This,
Where's it at?
Vacuum over by Carl Harris's old office.
Bullpen. Looks like you've been here before, Bubs. Doing a great job. Lummy seems way more relaxed.
Wait, he's way more relaxed.
Uh-huh. He's got the so nice breath kicking.
When's the last time you went down on her?
Has What's the Bubba's asking when the last time Lummy went down on his wife was. For those that can't hear through the mic.
I love my interpreter over there. I really
Yeah,
do.
No, just to make sure.
I mean, when you get married and have kids, like, that sexy shit sometimes goes away, doesn't it?
Yeah, but we haven't.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, that poor thing, she has to take care of that kid. You got to take care of that fucking kid. And it wears you out, man, you know?
Is that what happened to you?
I never was with baby mama, so.
I mean, just, never mind.
No.
Doing a great job.
I was never with the baby mama.
No, I know. I was just saying, like, married life in general.
Oh, no, I fucked a lot. I fuck a lot. I fuck almost every day.
Really?
Yeah, you can say that if you like.
Yeah.
I fuck almost every day.
You never get tired? And, no.
I like to sweep. I like to sweep.
Okay, sorry.
Don't take away his fun.
Yeah, like, I got a very... You know,
you just gotta be the camera. Look how calm Lummy is. I've never seen him this calm.
An engineering kicker, okay? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, I think he trusts you more. He's not bleeding at the moment.
Well, he knows that he's not gonna.
Or maybe a little bit.
He knows that he's got to 7.5.
Yep.
We've trimmed it with 7.5.
You're not gonna razor stripe his chest.
We're not down here to a 4 kicker.
Yeah.
He knows that it looks a little bit short the first couple days, but then it comes in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it cuts in. And he's going with the gray natural, which I think is the move.
And the gray, kind of, quite frankly, is kind of overriding the... It's we're getting to the point where the gray...
Oh, yeah. No, we're definitely a majority rule gray.
Yeah, it's a Democratic Senate.
Yeah.
The
black is now a protected class, marginalized class.
Yeah. The gray has come in and pretty much taken over the hood.
Yes. it sure has. It's gentrified the neighborhood. But it's very esteemed look. Yeah, gray is good on men. Not so much for women. Not so much for women.
Gray is not good on girls.
No. You know, I have a few gray hairs, but I've been plucking them out. I asked Blitz yesterday to look at the back of my head, see if he could find any grays. He said no.
Just get a little solution and just touch up.
Yeah, but it's not like the roots. It's just random gray hairs. And they're few and far between, but they are becoming a bit more... Yeah, they are becoming a bit more prevalent, which is alarming, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Is what it is. Getting old. It's okay. I keep telling myself there's some benefits, but when I find them, I'll let the rest of you guys know. To get in the nose now.
Now back down to a 7.5. So I was on the beard.
Because he was
now
on the beard.
Back down to a 7.5. Yep. You can witness 7.5.
I did. Yep. He's adjusting.
7.5.
He's doing it. Yep. That looks good. That
I haven't even lined yet.
Uh-huh.
Bubba Sassoon, we do this about every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
It's, you know, this after show shit, it's just whatever we want. Like, I mean, you know, it's not like any, like, you know, fuck, Anna could be, you know, doing jujitsu moves or something. You know what? I think they do miss the Anna move,
the
on
move
Bubba
of the week.
Of the week or of, once, I think that's once a month kind of deal.
Okay. It's just hard because, you know, obviously it's easier with someone that has a...
It's less than 280 pounds.
No, it's really not the weight, more of the shape. So I think that someone that was shaped more like me, you know, similar size, maybe I could do it on Dan or something. He's very barrel-chested. So it's hard. But, you know, maybe with, you know, if you're on Ozempic for a few more months, might be able to...
I don't think that's going to take my chest away, look.
Well, the chest will probably stay.
Yeah, you have a big, nice chest.
But all, yeah. Well, we'll see. Yeah, that's wow. The nipples are. I mean, the pectorals is what I meant to say. Are popping.
Popping.
Pop. Popping.
Okay, now let me.
All right, he's lining it up. Lummy's eyes aren't even watering. This is an improvement. Oh, this is where we'll probably see some blood right now.
Take it off the lip.
Oh, sorry.
Say it. Let me take it off the lip.
Taking it off the lip.
Take it off the lip.
Looking good. Beards are really makeup for men. You know, it hides a lot of imperfections. Makes you look masculine. And it's important to have someone that can shape it up right. Like Boobie.
This is where
Bubba slits Lummy's throat.
No, but this is just where the wild meets the west. Like, you don't know where.
Well, I feel like you kind of... That's why they have those little brushes at the barbershop, because you can't tell what hair is connected to the skin anymore.
So what I do is just discuss.
You're doing a fade, right?
Well, I'm just trying to... First of all... You know,
sounds so itchy, scratchy.
Trying to get it roughed in.
Yeah.
Mommy, what are you doing?
It tickles.
What?
It tickles. Nice.
I do really appreciate the Listerine.
It's the Bubba Sassoon recommendation.
It's the courteous thing to do. Got to Listerine it up. Do you cut Merch Crick's hair?
No.
You did, though.
I thought you guys said.
I
have cut her hair. I have cut her hair.
She trusts you to
and
do that?
I dyed it too.
And you dyed it?
I have dyed it.
Mm. Is that before or after fuzzy time?
Oh, it's always on a Sunday, usually like around noon.
Before or after you shave your balls?
I shave my balls almost every day.
Every day? Mm-hmm. Isn't that too much?
At least three times a week, because if not, they get stubble, and then when she's sucking me. She gets stubble burned.
You get a complaint in the complaint box?
Well, she's just like, if you could shave your balls more often, then I wouldn't get stubbed.
Mm. That's nice of you. You're such a good boyfriend.
I'm a really bad boyfriend.
You are?
Well, I'm stiff as fuck.
But she knows that, and she's obviously cool with it, so.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I'm a just.
But you take care of her. You take her out to dinner and stuff.
I'm just a stiff.
For biscuits.
Like, I don't got, like, you know.
I'm sure you hold her hand sometimes, and
I used the women's Venus razor for my balls. It had the soap strips.
I think you're a lot like of a sweeter boyfriend than you lead on. Like, I think you guys cuddle on the couch sometimes and stuff. No? Okay.
No.
Maybe in bed?
We do not cuddle in bed.
Before, after sex? No, you don't?
Zero. Uh-uh. I'm not a cuddler.
Maybe you, like, touch feet or something?
No. Don't touch my hand in the car either.
You don't hold hands? Do you ever, like, hug her? I know she mouth hugs you, but do you ever give her, like, a hug back? Like a big bear hug?
I guess how I hug her. I'll show you where it
is. Yeah. Yeah, maybe, yeah. Oh, that's
a good hug.
It's great. I feel like you're more affectionate with Dan than you are with your girlfriend. You like to touch Dan and other men in a muffy kind of boyfriend way.
You like to touch Dan and other men.
No, you say you like to ear grip people. You like to, you know, do the bandit. Yep. See. If only Merchwork could be so lucky to get an ear grip every now and again. Oh, you do?
We'll be watching TV and I'll just be going fucking crazy on her ear.
Does she...
She has cauliflower ear because of it.
She has cauliflower ear. That's messed up. Poor little thing.
Goddamn, Lummy.
She looks great. She's really been tightening it up. Alrighty.
Thank you, Muffy.
Thank you, Muffy. That sounded weird coming from you.
I read chat, sorry.
Lean up. Like, yeah, physically lean up. There we go. God, this is a fucking mess. Jesus.
Do we usually do the back? Or
God damn.
Is that...
I want you to come over here on this for a second and just look at... No, I'll show you. Just look how messy that looks, okay?
Like he has, like, a pubic pad right there.
Yeah, but just watch. Now, yeah. Then when I get done. You can go back to your spot, yeah. But then... You're getting a before.
Yeah. It's like weird neck baby hairs.
Now see, like yeah. If you were single, bitches pay attention to this shit. They pay attention to.
I do back of the head checks all the time.
If your neck is lined, if you got a good line on your neck, if your beard shaved, if your fucking teeth are clean. I don't mind the smart car I rolled up in, but or the e-bike.
E-bike, that's so funny! I can't believe you rolled up like that.
To
Do you ever like try to embarrass your richer friends, and it doesn't work?
No, but I was the only motherfucker at Union that got recognized. So.
Oh, that's true. Like by strangers, mm-hmm. They're like, "Is that Boober? The Love Sponge?"
Carlos took a picture.
And then for real?
As soon as you take a picture in a restaurant, then the whole fucking restaurant starts.
They're like clamoring.
They want to try to figure out
who you are. You got a lot of eyes on you.
Everybody always knows just because. And then, you know, Bubba the Love Sponge is the easiest lip reading thing in the world.
Then they Google you.
Ready? Watch. Watch.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's funny. Ray Charles can read those lips.
Yes, Ray Charles. Yeah, I gathered that.
She.
What were you wearing at Union? You had big boy clothes on?
T-shirts with my primetime my Deion Sanders primetime Buffalo, Colorado Buffalo.
With shorts. Basketball shorts?
Shorts and basketball shoes.
Okay, nice.
I didn't have these shoes on.
Nice, okay.
Now come look at this.
Oh, yeah.
So much better.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Oh, yeah. Don't you know? Yeah, that's a lot better.
Don't you know?
That's good. Oh, yep. Yeah. Looks like we're doing the cheeks, the Rupert lips. Sounds so itchy scratchy. We're getting it done. And then you'll be good for what?
Five, six weeks.
Uh-huh.
I mean, why are you doing your lips like a fucking fish?
I think he's just trying to close it because of all the excess hair.
Oh.
Don't go too low.
I won't.
You can't do the chest, boo man. You can't do the racing stripe.
Look at me. Right to the neckline.
Yep.
Because you don't want your shit. You don't want your shit poking out of your neck.
No, yeah, that's not a good look either.
You don't want spaghetti neck.
Actually, do read chat, Joe, yo-ho. But anyways.
Is Joe being mean to you?
No. He's just like, oh, she doesn't read chat. I'm like, yeah, I do. Sometimes I maybe just don't respond to you because I don't want to.
This is the Chinese portion of this where you don't.
Oh, the more traditional slap. Yeah. Slappy Smurfy. Yeah, you got to get all the extra.
Circulation.
Yeah. I can just see the hair. Fucking. Okay. This is. Hair's going everywhere. Interesting. Yeah, I hear that is good for circulation. He's definitely getting red.
Circulation
going on.
All right, hold on. We're not done. You got the eyebrows.
All right, don't make him look like Uncle Leo.
I won't.
That was the last time.
did your eyebrows like Esmeralda? He faded them back on. All right. That's pretty good. Yeah.
You don't want them too bushy.
Yeah. You don't want to look naked. Nice.
Okay.
10 out of 10.
Uh-oh. Oh. Ew. Okay.
Gets all my hair. I just take that and put it, and so all the hair goes down on the ground.
And then you're gonna
vacuum Willie.
What is that called?
The air. Bubble light vacuum.
What was it called?
Vacuum.
No, but what is a Dyson? No. Okay, can we not like?
I'm not gonna get near you, babe. Okay, now let me come here.
I'm coming.
Nice. Okay. All right. You're just trying to touch his tits.
Bend down a little bit.
He just hootied you. Ew, what are you guys doing?
All right,
now get out. Why did you do that?
Go host your show. Go host the show while I
vacuum. Nice. Vacuum is very therapeutic.
I thought him and I were having a moment there.
It got weird. There's a little bit of delay.
He was starting to.
You started slapping him back. It was the weirdest thing ever.
It was very ticklish. I started.
Here it is. You tried to tickle him back.
I know. I felt like he was kind of tickling me. I was liking it.
It was very cute.
No, watch this, Lummy. I forgot about this.
Oh. I think you're going to use a different attachment or something.
Oh, yeah. He's
really... Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah. Straight to the fucking dome.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ew. Ew, don't put your mouth in it. Ew.
It's kind of hard when he's sucking on it.
Ew.
Get the hair off.
Bubba, get the table, too.
Hold on, watch out. Get down here.
Oh, I think he likes it.
It's ticklish.
It looks good. You did a really good job, Bubba.
Oh!
Are you putting it on his testicles? You gotta be careful. Phoebe!
My nipples!
You're just sucking his nips.
Oh my goodness!
He needs his penis, Phoebe. Don't do that. I know you're on his cock. That's fucking weird. Can you get the table? Thank you. God bless. There we go.
It's the Dyson shop vac.
Oh, yeah. Get that. Nice. Nice.
Like thank you, Boo Man.
Oh, yeah, on the wireless. This place is cleaner than when it started.
Close head, Kelly.
Awesome. Thank you, Boo Man.
Mitch, $20 on the Venmo.
Awesome.
Mitch Lucarelli. The Lummy Tickle Dick Game with the Doug Clem Shop Vac. Nice. Thank you, Bubba.
It looks
Everyone
great.
Everyone says best you've ever done. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Look good?
Yeah, it looks
Getting
really good.
Getting better and better. All right, let me turn the
lights off. I don't know what you still act like. I'm.
You just got to, you never can be too careful, you know? I always got my head on a swivel, I'm a literally.
Registered rapist and like
I never said that.
Like, you're like, yes.
I'm just, I'm squirrely, you know this. Sorry.
Thank you, Bubba.
There we go, Lom.
I mean, you could open up a little barbershop, probably.
No. I mean, I only do it for people that I love.
Oh, thank you.
Aww.
I appreciate that. I love you, too.
Let's see how you look, bud.
Looks great.
Oh, my God. It looks good. Now, show them the line on, show them the gob line.
Yeah. No, you did a great job.
Show them the gob line. I know we're a few seconds behind. Look at that. That was all. Now, if you could turn around and actually lift your hair up, and Anna will attest, it
I
was
will. It's
horrible.
Straight line. Well, close enough. It looks good.
Yeah, I mean,
close
yeah.
No, it looks great.
No, it looks good. Yeah, it looks good.
Thank you, Papa.
And Lummy, even the neckline where your T-shirt goes is trimmed, but not
the chest hair.
Like, Lummy, show like your neckline where your T-shirt would go is been trimmed.
Yes.
But not see. Look, nothing down there.
Mm-mm.
Like I don't.
Yeah,
even,
flash your tits.
Just literally your neckline.
My little spaghetti. Because
you don't want Sketty hanging out of that.
No, you don't.
And she doesn't want Sketty hanging out of it either.
No, it's not
but
the 80s.
She also doesn't want a racing stripe.
It's on
no,
the 80s.
She doesn't want me to touch his chest hair. And Lummy, I gave your wife my word.
Yes, thank you.
I gave her my word. God, you see, you do look good, bud.
Thank you, Papa. And everyone says how great of a job you did. You're a pro.
Thank you.
Great work. Boo
thank
man.
You. Today, in about, 45, 50 minutes, I think my sister's coming over.
I hope so. Can I text her? I haven't heard from her today.
Of course you could.
I just want to make sure.
Just let me see if I've heard from anybody. On my phone, I got two messages.
All right, thank you.
Order two wireless mouses from one Warren regulator. Gee.
That's right.
I got to, after the flapping gaps, I got to probably come back to the studio and tape a couple things for podcast that Anna has to stitch in. Or
yes.
I don't know,
yeah.
Like
please
that.
Send them to me and I'll make sure I'll work them in.
Okay.
God bless.
I think are they Manscaped or something like that?
I don't know. Something. I haven't been looped into
any of that
emails.
Shit.
Yeah.
Which I mean, we just use that Manscaped.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that alone. We should just say, hey, Manscaped. I mean, I know I can do commercials for you all day, but I just trimmed lump. That Manscaped Beard Hedger 4.0, that's what this is over there. Mm. That's what this instrument is.
Nice.
I mean, Lummy, before I had like to get an attachment out, and like sometimes it was a 2, sometimes it was a 3. Sometimes I made you look like fucking Rosie O'Donnell with a fucking 5 o'clock shadow. And now, look, I mean, like, it's absolutely perfect.
Yes, it
is. Every time.
100%.
Every time. And it's less painful and
that's
everything.
Right. You're not, you know, looking for things.
And more,
up the nose.
And more importantly, man, thank you for the courtesy Listerine, because usually you got bad breath.
Yes, I figured, you know what, since you're doing me a favor, I need to start, you know, paying back and making you feel comfortable.
So tomorrow's after show, we'll do an after show, and then Lummy will do a sports show. There's so much going on in sports right now.
Yes, there is.
There really is.
Such a
love all of the sports.
Right.
You want to jump on and talk with us tomorrow, Anna?
I have to do stuff.
I mean, Brian might not be here, so we could be down to host
cats
anyways.
Will die if I don't go home.
I thought
and
you said the other
them.
Day you didn't like those cats.
She never said I cats. Did, but aww. I've been tasked with taking care of them. So you know,
she's in Spain.
She is in
praising
Spain.
Jesus.
I don't think Jesus trip, Bubba. I think you've got that confused with the Costa Rica mission trip.
No, honey, you told me that she was going to Spain with a friend from church.
Correct, but it's not like a mission trip.
But okay, but when you go with a friend from church, you're not doing, you know, orgies and shit.
Yeah, you're reading the Bible.
That's probably true. You're probably not doing
orgies
and shit.
She's probably going out to dinner. having some wine, looking at some sights, doing some sightseeing.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
But she's not getting tagged by a couple Frenchmen.
Yeah.
Her and her girlfriend aren't taking a couple guys they met back at the bar and doing swippy swap crisscross applesauce.
Right. That probably won't be happening.
Right. Because she's with some...
But she might be having some tapas, some paella.
Oh, that sounds real fucking lame.
Those are the only two examples.
Lummy, if you were single and I was single and you and I are going to a foreign country, what are we going to... Every night we go out, what are we going to be trying... Like, for
you're going to go to a football
we're
game.
We're trying to get some pussy.
Yeah, we're trying
to get pussy.
I mean, I can ask Rhett, if you and I are going out... even if we're just in another city and we're together, you know, going on vacation, we're like, hey, let's try to get some fucking bitches.
Yeah,
back.
Let's see what this town has to offer.
Right.
In terms of strange.
And we get two different beds. I'd even get.
How about two different rooms?
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd get an adjoining room.
Yeah.
You know, that way, if we wanted to open the door and hang out just as boys, you know, you don't have to go clear out in the hallway, come back. Or if I needed some private time, I could just lock my door or you could lock your door.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, but thanks to Reagan, I started looking up some stuff about Spanish history because I knew there was a Spanish Civil War and I didn't know anything about it. So I made Blitz watch some History Channel with
me
last
night. Is Spain cool or not?
Well, there was a Spanish Civil War that seemed to...
You know that's where Erica's from.
I mean, isn't she from like Ocala or some shit?
No. Her family is from Spain.
Spain?
Yes. I call her a Mexican, which is the worst thing you can call somebody from Spain. Cause just a pisses
like her
off.
Parents were born in Spain.
Not her parents, but her parents' parents were from Spain.
Right. Okay. So
meanwhile, you know, her other side of the family's from are Mexicans. And again, you know, Ocala is only about 10 miles from Spain by the standard white trashness,
right.
You know.
That yep. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So she just told me that Bella is okay.
Oh, good.
And they cut back that torn nail.
Oh, good.
And they are not going to remove the rest of the dew claws. They're just going to tell us to keep them trimmed a lot, you know, down.
Good.
So everything. Oh, she was being such a fucking bitch last
baby's
night.
Okay.
I don't want to say a bitch, but she was just, she is such
a dog or your girlfriend?
Both.
Okay.
And she's, I don't know who's more of a hypochondriac, the merch crick or you, but she'll give you a run for your money all day.
I don't
day.
Think so. Oh, I'm pretty cautious.
No. She's a hypochondriac. Not only is she a hypochondriac for herself, but she's a hypochondriac for her son and for her dog.
Everything, we got to go to the hospital right now.
Yeah. Everything.
Oh, really?
Everything's a fucking problem. You know, like if she's got a scratchy throat, she's like, oh my God. I got a scratchy throat. I think I'm getting sick. Like, you're not getting fucking sick.
Sometimes you do get sick, though.
But sometimes you don't.
That's true.
And when you got as many pills as I do, you don't.
You so, don't get sick at all.
Never. I mean, remember
that time you farted into a mic a few times?
I mean, I think the only time in all the times that... Well, Lummy, you've worked here the longest now.
Yes.
How many... Now, I know we have vacation days. How many sick days have I taken? One?
Maybe one, if that.
Did I miss a couple for the COVID?
Yeah, I wasn't going to count COVID because obviously
that's
a pandemic.
Yeah, COVID doesn't count. That was a Chinese bioweapon.
Yeah.
So.
Before that?
And Anna, that wasn't like I got it, but everybody got it.
Everyone got it.
Like every... I don't know that anybody that didn't get it at least once. And most people
never got it.
Most people got it once bad and once kind of not so bad.
That's exactly what happened to me.
That's exactly
what happened to me.
That's what happened
got
to my
bad
sister.
One time and then the second time after John from Naples. Yeah, it was like a couple hours.
Yeah.
I slept it off. It was cool.
I got a bad the first time. And then the second time, I don't even know that I had it. I think I might have just had like a little kind of touch of bronchial deal.
Yeah, it was a touch of bronchial.
But, I mean, other than COVID, Lummy, tell me, try to think back.
I only got one. I mean, that's even come up recently.
What's that?
It was you weren't even sick. It was after a track one day. It was when you were having your big races in February. and you just got home really, really late and couldn't make it here in time.
Oh, okay.
That was it. That was when you were living at your sister's.
All right, so that's like one time in what, 4 years?
Yeah.
3 years?
Yeah, that's a pretty good track record.
Outside of COVID.
Yeah, COVID doesn't count.
So, you know, Erica one day is, I'm getting sick. Will you take my temperature? I go, no.
Maybe she just wants to be touched.
And so I took her temperature with my hand, and I go, you don't have a fever. And so, of course, she doesn't listen to me. She goes to the bathroom, and she gets the fucking thermometer out, and of course,
sticks
guess
in
what?
Her ass.
Guess what?
What?
No fever. And she's like, I should listen to you. You're so always right. And I go, yeah.
Did she tell you that?
Yeah. And then I said, listen, I got some antibiotics. You're going to take two of them tonight, and you're going to take two in the morning, and you will not even think about being sick.
What's your love language?
What do you mean?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I don't understand.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You don't know what the love languages are?
Mm-mm.
There's five love languages.
There is?
Yeah.
What?
It's
you suck my dick now or go home.
Yes, that is exactly
that's
what the five are.
I'm sorry. For real.
Suck my dick now. Suck my dick later.
Hold on. Suck my dick now.
It's not a words deal.
Or go home.
That's the five.
The concept. What are the five love definition?
Love languages.
Love languages.
So there's gift giving.
How do you receive love?
Yeah, gift giving. There's words of affirmation.
Hold on. I got sound effects for this. All right, what?
There's gift giving. There is words of affirmation.
Like what?
Like, I love you. You're amazing.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Yeah, so that you like. There's physical affection.
We fuck.
Oh yeah, that's physical affection. Quality time. You like spend quality time, and acts of service.
What do you mean?
Like
washing my clothes.
You do the laundry for her. She does the dishes for you.
I don't do anything for her.
Now I know that she pretty much does all of those things for you. Like, she would probably love it if you would touch her once in a while. She probably loves words of affirmation because she's a female.
I give her loves of affirmation.
You do?
Yes.
Thanks, bitch.
I do. I'll say, you know, wow, your ass looks good in those.
Wow, those tits look great today.
Yeah, that's words of affirmation.
I do that.
Okay,
and
great.
When we're at the gym, like if she nailed a fucking set of squats, I'll be like, you know what? Fuck, you nailed it.
Awesome.
But I'll also say on those last two, they didn't count. So you need to go do two more because you fucking, you know, you bounced them off the springs.
What about like acts of service?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, do you ever do stuff for her? Like make her dinner or like, take out the trash for her?
He gives her french fries on the food review.
Yeah, that's true.
give me more examples.
Laundry. Do you like help her with her car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. You know, you just take care of it for her.
Yeah. I mean,
you're a good boyfriend.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll whatever. And then I'll also, one of my things I like to do is I like to clean the shower.
For her.
No, for us. Like, you know, like
that's okay. Still her though.
Hey, that still counts.
I like to.
Do you ever like take the dog for a walk and clean up the dog shit?
You ever rub her back or anything?
Do you give her orgasms, Bubba? Two-finger cul-de-sac, right?
There you go.
Give her
a squirt.
Yeah. Acts of service. Does she come? Yeah.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
You're right.
Fuck the other shit.
Does she come and I get her so fucking horned up that she has to get the that she just. Like, when I'm done, she gets the, like, she's so fucking gummed up. I got her so gummed up that she has to get the Hitachi and get two more.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
What's, like, the craziest sex you guys have had in of recent memory?
Every day.
Every day is wild and crazy?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. She comes about 3 or 4 times a day, and it's not fake.
Wow.
I told her, if I ever catch you faking, we're done.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, just don't come before you fake one.
So you could fake, but you have to come first?
What? Huh? She can't fake coming.
Oh, okay.
If you fake coming, you're done.
Mm.
Out.
You don't like
out
that.
No. Okay. I better get my nut and she not come.
Then fake it.
Then fake it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello.
Listen, this is making me really uncomfortable because I'm changing my name from Carlos Mendingo to Carlos Clem. And this is my stepmom you're talking about. And it's just vulgar. But I appreciate that you know the gifts of love and the different types of love. Lummy, would you like to educate Bubba, and we can go through the fruits of the spirit, like from the Bible?
Listen, we don't need to go over Bible verses.
Hold on, we might as well. What? Give me the fruits of the spirit, see if I do any of that.
Well, it's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Yeah, well,
I think really sums up Bubba a lot.
I think I nail most of them.
Let's love?
Hold on. Okay, I do love her.
Joy?
Yep.
I do. She makes me joyful.
Peace?
Sometimes she gets on my nerves.
Like last night.
But I guess okay. For the most.
Well, this one, I guess you're good. Patience.
Can you do it in Bubba Parrot since you just did? Let me.
I have no patience.
Kindness. Goodness.
Huh?
Goodness.
Goodness?
Yeah. Faithfulness.
Huh?
What?
Faithfulness.
Faithfulness?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's gonna get a no.
She, I'm faithful, but she knows I want to fuck, you know, I want to fuck some girls.
And she would be cool with that?
She says she would, but I don't think she would. I think she's very insecure and possessive of me.
Figure the pool, guys.
Does that mean you're insecure and possessive if you don't want your partner to fuck other bitches?
That's the way I spin it.
That's probably true.
Gentleness.
I'm not gentle.
No. You don't make love?
But in a good way.
No. I mean, we make love.
Do you ever, like, make eye contact when you're fucking?
No. I always got my eyes closed.
You always got your eyes closed?
Oh, face in the pillow.
Why?
Because I'm thinking about something else.
What the fuck?
Self-control.
And the last one, Lummy.
Self-control.
Oh, I have no self-control, please.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Hey, Carlos, whip us out a song, bitch.
Do you ever talk about making her squirt in front of her son?
No.
That's weird.
Yeah, no. It would be weird. That's why I asked if it happens.
But his son knows his mom's a freak, please.
Really?
Yeah. Hello.
Bubba.
Yeah.
Do you eat the pizzussy?
What about the pizzussy?
Do you eat pussy? Eat
do I eat it?
It's one of the love languages.
I eat pussy, yeah. Yeah, I eat pussy.
Okay, how about the back door? Do you tongue the back door or anything?
Yeah, I mean, right out of the shower, I'll tongue an asshole right out of the a girl's asshole right out of the shower. Sure. No, but it has to be right out of the shower. Like it can't even be like 15 minutes in. Like it's if I'm gonna tongue your butthole, then it's gonna be you literally are gonna come to bed in the towel that you dried yourself off of because you just got out of the shower. And then we can do that.
You don't want any poop remedy.
Well, I don't want cum residue. I don't want cum residue. I don't want nothing.
Right.
Back in the day, in your 20s, how many pops would you get with one chick?
3
pops.
3 or 4. I can get 2 now.
Oh,
I need you know probably 30 minute, you know,
intervals.
Yeah. Need a 30-minute deal, but I can get 2 if I really... I mean, I can get 2.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I can get 2.
But back in the day, in your, what, mid, late 20s, early 30s, three or four?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Easily.
Of course.
And he's Bubba. I was doing two-a-days. I'd have two girls a day back in the day.
Wow.
For real. Man. I would have, I'm not kidding you, back when I was rolling hard at 98 Rock, I'd have a girl meet me at my mansion at noon, and then I'd have another one at 4, and I'd be in bed by 7.
That's amazing. Did you ever meet a girl that was too freaky for you? Like a girl where you're like, whoa, like, please don't do that.
No,
you're making me uncomfortable.
No.
The way you just shit on my chest.
No.
Yeah, Madeira Beach.
No. I've had some that are so fucking freaky that I like it. But
really?
But it's not that I've been offended
like,
by it.
Maybe someone said something and you're just like, what? They're like, oh, I like when you look like a fucking Skeletor.
You ever been with a chick that likes when you beat her up?
Yeah.
Like smack her as hard as you can?
Yep.
Yeah, that's weird.
I've been with
that's
a girl.
Weird to me.
I've been with a girl that wanted me to take her into the shower and pee on her.
At least it was in the shower. I hope you did it.
I did. Oh, pissed off.
If
over.
I'm showering with a chick, regardless, I'm gonna pee on her leg.
Yeah, you
I feel like
to.
It, I feel like it comes with the territory.
This was part of sex. She was like, "We were." It was in my old house, and you know, I had that big walk-in shower, and she was like, and this is while we're fucking, and she's like. Take me to the shower and piss on me.
Right on her face?
Yeah, everywhere.
Her face?
Yeah. Oh.
Like mouth open or?
No, not mouth open.
Oh,
but,
yeah, she's
know.
Not a disgusting animal. Yeah,
not but, a freak nasty, just
no.
a freak.
Yeah, she
Did
was
you
just
get went, it in her eye?
I just fucking was going
right
crazy.
Up her nose.
I just pissed everywhere.
Was her makeup running down her face?
Oh, that was, her makeup was long gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but then she wanted to go again. I'm like, listen, we're going to have to because I'm like, I'm not like a germ phobia. But I really like to be clean when I'm fucking.
Oh, well, she probably wanted to kiss you right after, didn't she?
No. So after we got done.
Were you pissed on her?
When I pissed on her, then we took a shower and then went back and fucked.
I thought you pissed on her in the shower.
I did, in the shower.
And then they turned the shower on.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Oh.
The shower was not on. I pissed on her without the shower.
I thought you went to the shower and turned it on immediately.
No. She said, take me to the shower and piss. Because you can't piss on a girl on your bed.
No.
The only place you could really, only place you could piss on a girl would either be outside or in the shower.
Was she on all fours when you pissed on her?
Yes.
Nice. Yep.
Looking up at me.
Like a dog. Like a fucking bitch
with a dog collar and a leash on.
For real?
For real.
Did you take it for a walk?
Nipple clamps.
Did you have those little plastic bags to pick up her shit?
Nipple clamps.
You know that's a real thing, those dog girls? Have you seen that, Bubba?
No.
Oh, man. Anna, are you familiar? There's one
you
or
know
two
what?
Girls.
I am not.
Did you
but...
see dog girls?
Yes. Yeah, that's a real thing. Chicks that walk around on all fours, like to be on leashes.
Yeah,
and
I've
stuff.
Seen people who like imitate animals like
I
in
don't
a sexual
need that.
Way.
I just,
Did she I'm... bark, Bubs?
No, she didn't bark. But I have had a girl. But I have had
Check
a girl.
Check her for worms.
If I'm on the PM system, I think I am on the PM system. Lummy, if you Google girl barks like a...
You piece of shit.
If you Google or search, global search, girl barks or girl barks like a dog, a dog barking, girl barks like dog.
Yeah.
I think
it's kind of hot,
I think
though.
She called... I made her call me Superman. Fuck me, Superman. And then she started barking like a dog.
You piece of shit.
Was it a deep bark or like more of a yelp?
No, this was a girl on the air when I used to be able to have girls, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
But was it like a or more of
it's not kind of like a I don't know, kind of both.
It may take 129 seconds to find it.
What do you mean?
I got a countdown. We had to do some stuff.
You get locked out of any desk?
Yeah, we got to do some stuff with the computer real quick.
Mm.
Okay.
Sorry.
Who's this?
It's the girl that was a dog.
Don't be a hoodie.
No, I guess I'm fucking excited. I got from a number I don't understand. I don't know. It says, "Do you really want your pond dug out?" And I do.
Oh.
That would be cool. But in order to do that, Lummy, you got to have an excavator and you got to have a couple dump trucks to take the dirt somewhere.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And hopefully they don't scoop all the water with it.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
It's hard, Carl, man. First of all,
don't Google me.
I'm mad. Yeah, don't Google me. I'm mad jealous, man. I don't know. You're getting laid every day.
Hold on. Every day that I want to, like, you know.
Okay.
Like sometimes I fuck more Monday through Thursday than I do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
For real.
No, I agree, but, you know, I'm 28 years old. My girlfriend's, like, 36. I don't know. I think she's, like, the same age as Anna.
Mm-hmm.
And Anna, I see she's, like, talking about, like, the love language stuff. I feel like girls around her age are so, like, they need to be courted more. And it's not just, like, you know, these chicks around Merch Crick's age are just – straight up.
Oh, yeah. Merch Crick's like 44, and she just wants to fucking go crazy.
I grew up cougar magnet, and I prefer girls around that age than girls that are, like, even around my age. I'm 28, but it's complete different ball game.
Yeah, but here's the deal, man. It's just about the swag that you got. Hot Carl, don't Google me. I mean, it's like, there's 36.
Well, I've been with her for over 5 years, so you were talking about that earlier.
I've been with Merch Crick for quite a while, and I mean, you know, it's just about,
you know,
the kind of swag
like
that you got.
Married,
are
you
alpha? Are you alpha?
Oh, dude, 100%. But she likes the she likes the.
See, like, Lummy's not alpha.
No, I'm not.
And so, but I'm alpha.
Yeah,
I'm super. I'm like fucking super. I'm probably next.
Too alpha.
Yeah, I'm probably like alpha plus.
Mm.
Like, you know, I probably
right now.
Most women probably wouldn't put up with my shit because I'm so fucking alpha.
No, that's why I'm lucky. My girl is super hot. She's the coolest girl in the world. But, like, there's no other girl my age or around her age that would put up with my shit because I kind of run the show.
Okay, well, I mean, that's very common.
Now, as far as the biggest turnoff, like if a girl's too freaky or whatnot, the only one that I can think of, and I'm pretty sure, I mean, I don't know about Lummy. He's got the Latin Whopper, but. The only thing that would steer me the wrong way was, you know, I had a chick that was, you know, 109 pounds, 119, whatever, freaking starts full blown hate fucking me, choking me. And I went to
bitch
Gumbo.
Is getting fucking
thrown off the fucking bed real quick, man. Gumby.
You didn't like that?
Went straight down to zero. I was like, and I had to stop it. And I was like, nah, you're not doing that. That's not the move. But as far as that goes, pretty sure everyone can agree with that, unless
Mr. Lummy.
I mean, I'd like to get choked out and beat up. I mean,
butthole gets choked out.
Yeah, no worries. Hey, by the way, Rhett. Yeah, Rhett. He's a nice little. I like hearing his voice a little bit more. He's got some funny inputs. I'm just putting.
Oh,
out
don't
there.
Don't blow his fucking spot up.
No, I'm not. But he works hard and he's working real hard.
And him and Macho.
There's
fucking
already
man.
People in chat that want the Ginger Gang. They want shirts made for Rhett now.
Jesus Christ!
Oh hell
gang.
Yeah!
Anyways, I'm sure I'm
Red Dawn.
Hot Carl, don't Google me. Will probably be the first one on the Ginger Gang.
Hello.
Something.
Hey, it's Hootie.
Don't Google me.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm at Waffle House, but they're playing music. It's weird. I'm not at Hooters looking at orange shorts.
Right, you're hungover. We got it.
No, I'm not hungover. Anna.
Oh, you're still drunk. I'm sorry.
I'm
there's a difference.
I'm still glad you're on the show. Like, you know, you like I said, you make me happy. You know?
What are you doing at Waffle House?
Don't try to be nice to me, bitch.
At 11:30, buddy.
Eating breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's still breakfast time, Bubba.
Let me. Did you ever find that? What I was looking for.
We were working on that computer back there.
Oh, okay,
so.
Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Do you want to talk to one of the Waffle House girls?
No.
What? Are you at the Waffle House by the casino?
Are you gonna tell them who? I mean, you need to first ask if they've ever heard of me.
All right, hold on just a sec.
Because I just want to be talking to
her. I promise it's Waffle House girls. Hey, can you talk to Bubba real quick?
Dustin if you've ever heard of him.
Who that?
Hello?
Hey, it's Bubba. I'm on the radio. How you doing?
You're on the radio?
We're on
hi,
the...
Mom.
Hi, hi.
Well, oh, yeah, Christ.
My name is Bubba the Love Sponge. You probably never heard of that, have you?
Never heard of that.
Exactly.
How old?
How old are you?
21.
Oh, her 20. Mom definitely did No Panties Thursday.
Oh, I guarantee you now. Do you have a mom that's still around the area?
Yeah.
I guarantee you, if you tell your mom, have you ever heard of Bubba the Love Sponge, your mom would have known of me. I'm kind of like an older generation deal.
Hey, with all due respect, do you have any coworkers that are older?
It's weird. I know. It's weird. Yeah,
it's okay. African American. Who are you by the Waffle House? Were you at the casino all night?
Yeah.
No, man. I don't even go to the casino, man.
Right.
Very much anymore.
How's the divorce coming along? And when's the merch crick gonna get a G-ball?
I got the G-ball for you. I just got to get over there.
Okay. Cream machine's not working.
The cream machine's still in the backyard.
Live on the street. It's the greatest promotional vehicle in the history of radio. Bubba's Cream Machine and Goody Wagon.
But I actually called my wife and told her I love her, and you know maybe we can reconcile.
Oh my God!
When you called your wife, here's what she said:
"You piece of shit."
Pretty much, right?
Hey, honey, it's Hootie, you know, your husband, and
you piece of shit.
No, I bought my daughter an aerial silk scarf, like the you do the gymnastics on or whatever. So I got to go over there later today and try to install that at the house.
Now, do you think that you know there's a chance that you know, like, did she give? When you told her that you loved her, you know, how did that go?
Not well.
She sent me like a 5-page fucking, we're on Uncensored, right?
Yeah.
She sent me like a 5-page text that, I don't know.
What was the general consensus of the text, buddy?
Probably fuck off.
No, it was, you know, if you could hang the aerial scarf thing up.
She's asking you to do chores.
You know, at least the girls would appreciate that. And, you know, so maybe there's hope. I don't know.
There probably is.
Yeah.
I've been playing darts and pool with a bunch of dudes. So,
oh, that's cool.
If you'd let me get a hold of that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Bubba would tear it up.
I'd her back to you.
You'd give her all 4 inches.
Come on, Hootie.
He just said that you had a small penis. Bubba, what are you gonna say to that?
Please.
Well, 6 inches. I mean, but I was.
Yeah, I'm
talking
probably
about
six.
When you were...
I'm probably 6 and 6½, but I'm thick.
No, I was talking about if you were flat. You know,
and quite frankly, women don't like real big dicks. Anything over 7 or 8, it gets women don't like that.
Yeah.
Oh, they just like, I mean,
it starts to hurt them a little bit.
Yeah, that's what they tell us.
Well, but if you go too deep, they fall in love, you know, and then you got to deal with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So don't go too deep. Just the tip.
Obviously, you've not gone too deep anytime soon.
I haven't, man. I haven't even kissed a girl.
Really?
You know, I don't know.
Have you got any pussy at all?
Come on!
I've been brokering ass for everybody else. I don't know why.
Is the cream machine ever going to be paid in full? You think? I mean, I
yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's got the G ball, Bubba. He just needs to get over here.
Wait, Hootie, I mean, goddamn, you've had it since January.
It doesn't help
you
pick up chicks.
I still got to get your tag and shit back to you. Like, I'm sorry, bro.
How'd you get to Waffle House today?
He drove.
You drove to Waffle House today?
It was the nipple flashing?
Hootie.
Yeah, Joe. What?
Hootie, it's just, I got this money on the streets, buddy. I got like $6,000-$7,000 out there. I don't know what my balance is. What's the balance?
I think I've paid you $5,000.
Oh, fuck, $5,000. I could call the crick right now. She'd tell me.
Yeah. Well, no, she corrected you that I know I'm 4600 because she gave me the, you know, little
Well, 4600.
So I'll get you another 1,000
next week.
Today or tomorrow.
Don't you hate fucking chasing money, Lummy?
Yes.
God damn it, I hate chasing money.
But he needs to get to find a way over here.
No.
Which Hootie, you might want to drive by here since you're, you know, in your car.
Well,
drop it off
again.
Maybe.
I'm not at Hooters. I'm at Waffle House, so.
Nah, Hootie, just whatever. You can just continue to fuck me. It's no big deal.
Oh, no.
Bubba, I'm not. You know what? I'll cash app you 500 right now.
No, because then you'll say it's towards your BARP deal, and it's really not. I don't want to cross-pollinate the businesses, so to speak. You love doing that, and I don't like doing that. I like just a nice check or cash in hand so I can hand you a receipt. So,
well, I got a check in my truck right now. We'll get
to it, Lom. I'm actually after we end here shortly because Tara's coming. I got some stuff to do. I don't want to deal with your bullshit, but we'll get a handle.
That was a nice picture of her and Janie Cakes and you. I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, mom and Tara went to Washington D.C. Tara had a business conference and she took mom instead of her husband. And then Tara, such a fucking pimp, she hired this private company that drives you around in an Escalade and takes you to all the monuments and all the things. And, like, you don't have to, like, be part of a cattle call or they literally on a drive you and, you know, like, to each, you know, like the White House, mm-hmm. the Washington Monument, the Capitol Building. And they have, like, these passes that get you right up to the front door. So that sounds pretty cool. Tara and I are currently, maybe you can ask her on the podcast, we're looking at a lake house
in Warsaw
to rent for a month.
Nice.
Does Tara want to do it or are you kind of
pushing her? No, Tara wants to do it more than I do. So looking like the middle of August to the middle of September. And my coach that I used to, Coach Westover that I used to play ball for, his lake house is like two doors down from this lake house we're going to rent. And so he's like, you can use my pontoon and jet skis anytime you want. I just want you up here. So we might have an extended, like a week vacation paid.
Sweet.
During that time. Matters how business goes.
Let's keep it up.
All right, well, I mean...
Yeah, Red, it matters how that motherfucking YouTube channel does, whether we get a whole week off, and it would probably be the second week of September.
All right, no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. So, Hootie, that bitch, that waffle chick didn't even know who the fuck I was. She sounded cute, though.
No, well, she also works at Hooters, but she's at Waffle House right now.
So you're following
I'm not at Hooters.
Christ. So you're following the Hooter waitress around?
No, hold on. He's at Hooters. He's trying to say that he's at Waffle House.
Oh.
I'm not at Hooters, bro. That's what got me in trouble to begin with.
Because Hooters gets him in trouble.
Yep.
Yeah, we got it. You might be able to lie to the average dumb fucking Plant City, but you can't lie to me, kid. And then the nerve.
I'm gonna bring you to G-Ball. If not today, tomorrow. All right.
Tomorrow. Let's make it tomorrow. All right.
All right, brother. I love you guys.
See you later.
Bye. God.
He's not
I'm exhausted.
I am too. But
just dealing with Hootie, I can't even imagine what that would be like.
I can't on a daily basis. Fucking thing to hang up. There we go.
Yeah.
When it leave.
Is there more shrapnel? I saw this from earlier today on the second Bud Light executive placed on leave after the Dylan Mulder. Let me tell you something. Budweiser is not fucking around on this. This was a major fuck up.
They basically shit on their
customers.
Their primary customers.
Right.
Like frat guys and
yeah,
people and, who drink cheap beer, whatever.
Yeah, and people who like Bud Light. Like, you know,
oh yeah, these ignorant assholes. Hey, thanks for buying our beer. They're like, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. putting a freak on here and not even and let's be honest.
Yeah.
I heard there was a game in March, March Madness. Like, I mean, you're kind of like you're insulting my intelligence, bitch. Yes. Fuck out of here.
Whatever.
Yeah, insulting women too.
Yeah, you're insulting women.
Yeah, I was deeply offended. Deeply.
But like Bud Light, man, did the woman that initially was in front of this that had like her third grade child's artwork behind her, did she get the axe?
Well, she went on leave.
Yeah, this is now the second executive to go on administrative
and then now
leave.
A second one was who that might guy. Have worked for her department maybe.
Yeah, just whoever greenlit this thing and didn't really think it through, they're punishing them.
Daniel Blake, who oversees marketing at Anheuser-Busch's mainstream brands, stepped back from his role on Sunday. It was reported Friday that another executive, the Brewer's vice president of marketing, which was that one girl, was taking a leave of absence. Given the circumstances, Alyssa has decided to take a leave of absence, which we support, said Anheuser-Busch. People familiar with the matter told the Journal that the decision to take a leave was not voluntary. It was the dumbest fucking shit ever. You have to know your audience, and you have to know
audience
is.
One job.
And you got to know
your
tolerant level of your audience. Your audience can tolerate a certain amount of fringeness, so to speak, but not just flat out insulting of their intelligence.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
It's not. It was dumb all
around. And beer.
All around.
Let's just look at, let's not talk about Bud Light. Let's talk about beer. The world of beer is really, let's just be honest. Listen, when you're talking about alcohol, there are a lot of female skewing alcohol.
No doubt.
There's a lot of alcohol that's female skewing.
Yes.
Bud has a product, the Bud Seltzer thing would have been very much.
That's a great point.
Very much a but beer in general.
Yeah.
Whether it's a lager, whether it's a heavy beer, whether it's a whether it's an IPA, whether it's a light, it's a male. I would say beer is probably 85-15 male.
Yeah,
certainly, especially depending on the brand, no doubt.
Yeah. Hey Alexa, what percentage of beer drinkers are men?
I don't know that one.
Let me bing. Currently, women are 32% share
of
the overall beer market.
They can get beer guts, too.
How about transitioning people?
I have not looked that one up yet.
Yeah.
Well, transitioning from what to what, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, from...
Let's stop there.
Yeah.
Let's...
Transitioning, super cool.
Stop there.
If that's what you're into...
Ooh, drugs.
Get into it. And do it right. Don't half-ass it. Just fucking straight lop that shit off and be and fucking own
it. Put some big titties on it.
Put some big titties on there and own that shit.
Yep. That's what my mom always said.
Your mom said put some titties on it?
Put some titties on it.
You never listened.
I didn't listen. Mom.
You got the raisins.
I got the raisins.
Flapping Gaps will be recorded here momentarily.
Yes, sir.
And it'll be on available for download on our podcast tomorrow at noon. Other than that, we will be back. Myself, Anna, Lummy, Macho Boy, and the Pomeranian tomorrow. More importantly, thank you so very much as we make our end of the month push. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. Let's do some after hours trading tonight.
Let's
then we
do
will
it.
Open the show up and pay homage to you. Hell, as a matter of fact, let me check my PayPal and make sure we didn't get any.
Mitsurelli, $20 on the Venmo.
Oh, thank you. Let me check my after hours trading to see if I got any PayPal. I did indeed.
All right.
I got Randy Brindell. Randy Brindell with a $25 bill. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at The Bubba Army. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. More importantly, we appreciate you more than you know. Appreciate you, dude.
Appreciate you.